As you'll notice this morning, we have a change in our program. And that change is so that at the end of spiritual communion, we can kind of keep that ambiance going. So we're going to take our love offering. I just want to, as far as the announcements, they're in your insert, but I want to be sure and mention Good Friday service. We're going into Holy Week. Palm Sunday starts Holy Week.
True.
And if you're like me, you're really just jumping in and making the most of this time of year, getting a deeper understanding of these truths. So please join us Friday. I'd love to see a big appearance of us as we welcome other churches. We want other churches to come, so I've been out stomping the ground and biting them and asking, are you coming? Are we going to have a good time? So come, there'll be refreshments afterwards. So bring your relatives. Anyone can come. Bring friends. Let's have a big showing. Good Friday, which is next Friday, 7 o'clock. And Jackie Compton is going to accompany me in that endeavor. So we're really going to have a deep spiritual experience, the unity way. Come Good Friday. Leonard is here with us today. Go back and promote it to your congregation.
I plan to be here Good Friday.
And to any guests who are here today, welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you warmly. And come back next Friday and next Sunday. We're going to have a good time next Sunday. That's Easter Sunday. So let's begin this portion of the service by singing, no, not yet. Not yet. We're going to do our prosperity prayer. I forgot myself what was happening up here. So take our love offerings in our hands and let's bless it. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Amen. I guess I should make sure I follow my own program, huh? And as I was saying, we're going to combine our Power Sunday with our communion service today. What greater love was there to receive than the gift that Jesus Christ gave us through his experiences? So we take all this in and hold it dear to our hearts as we go through our activities this week. Don't forget that we have silent unity too, which will give you another opportunity to go deeper. So let's bless and receive these offerings with our prayer of prosperity together. Together in the consciousness of divine love, we receive as we give, abundantly magnifying these gifts pouring them out in service. We celebrate prosperity and it is good. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Power Sunday. This is a Sunday for love. Love. You know, Jesus Christ, through his life teachings, taught us the power of love. So this month we celebrate that, and it's represented by one disciple. Nobody?
John.
You can shout it out. John.
John
is the disciple, represents love. The color is pink. Unity co-founder, he wrote this about love. He said, love is a great harmonizer and healer. Love will adjust all misunderstandings and make your life and affairs healthy, happy, harmonious, and free. The adult Jesus understood our human struggle and the difficulty for our ability to express love towards everyone. However, he said in so many words and actions, there's no reward in loving only people who love you in return. There's no reward in loving only people who love you in return. That's easy, isn't it? It's easy to love someone that's hugging on you and sending goodbyes. He laid down a challenge to us in Matthew 5, verse 44. He said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. You know, for us, that takes practice, doesn't it? Because we come up through ages that taught, this one's different, that one's different. You don't do this with this one. You condemn that one. Don't go over there. You know, we're brought up in that age, but it's really a gift when you can come to a place in your heart where you can give love in spite of the conditions. Now, that doesn't mean accepting bad behavior. We're talking about the Christ love, looking through that muck and mire to the beauty in each one of us. Yes, I said in each one of us. It's there. That's what you reach and touch when you bless them that may be doing things that are against you. So the purest form of love we speak of here today is Christ's love. And guess what that is? That's loving for just the pure joy of loving. Reach into your heart. Settle down. If you meet someone, there's resistance. Settle down into your heart and replace that resistance with love. And since I have Leonard here, amen. That's my amen guy. I love that.
You're more than welcome.
So let's go into our communion service. And let's go into it by singing the Lord's Prayer. Okay, Wings of Solomon. We're going to sing it this morning.
Okay. That's different, huh?
Father, who art in heaven. 2:8-20 reads, Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover. Where do you want us to prepare it, they asked. And he replied, As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters. And say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks, Where is the guest room where we may eat Passover? He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there. And they left and they found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And after taking the cup, he gave thanks and he said, Take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is poured out for you. Okay. It clicked too fast. Sorry about not yet. It was on the wrong slide. We're good now. We're good now. So this service is going to, the nature of it is going to be in three parts. Purification, appropriation, and concentration. Spiritual communion is appropriation of spiritual substance and life through coming into conscious union with Spirit. So we have to proceed this by purification, clearing ourselves, preparing our minds to receive. And once we do that, once we receive, it's followed by consecration. And what is that? That's a dedication of yourself to the sacred use of the newly received spiritual power. So we're going to go through these three parts. So purification. In order to receive the words of Spirit, in order to incorporate them into our lives, we have to prepare the way, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ revealed that God is Spirit, and that Spirit is love. That Spirit is love. Living intelligence or divine mind. And love is what? The harmonious action of divine mind. Since God is Spirit and moves only in love, then we must have what? A loving state of mind, right? Mm-hmm. We must have a loving state of mind before we can truly feel the activity or the movement of Spirit deep in our souls. Jesus instructed us to prepare our minds and hearts through forgiveness. That's the forgive us our debts as we forgive others part of the Lord's Prayer that we just sang. When we make our peace with ourselves, If we have offended any and forgive others, that's the necessary preparation for feeling the presence of God. Otherwise, if you hold on to hatred, if you hold on to disagreements, if you hold on to resisting others, you want to feel that presence, let go of all that, and you'll feel Holy Spirit moving within you. So now let's make peace with one another in this service right here, right now, by declaring the truth that sets us free from criticism and condemnation. You were given an insert when you came in here today. So I am going to guide you through these efforts one by one. We're going to partake of this truth that sets us free. So I want you to think about this as I affirm it. We are spiritual beings, you and I, dwelling together in harmony of spirit. Hold that. We are spiritual beings, you and I, dwelling together in the harmony of spirit. Let's affirm that together. We are spiritual beings, you and I, dwelling together in the harmony of spirit. Breathe that in. Hold that a moment. Feel what that feels like. And in this understanding, we condemn no one. We send forth forgiveness to one and all. And think about this affirmation, the Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. Whenever we come up to anyone, if you remember in your heart, the Christ in me beholds the Christ in you, then we are truly one in spirit. Let's affirm that one together. The Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. And if you have aught against any, I want you to bring them up in visualization in front of you, right here, right now. Or anyone you've had some disagreement with or thought an unclean thought, let's affirm this to them standing right here in front of you together. The Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. And when we honestly let that flow through us, let those words lift us up, let those words soak in, then the forgiving love of Jesus Christ will fill your mind and heart. And you should feel the peace settling in you right now. Let's affirm together. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ fills my mind and heart, and I am at peace with all. I am at peace with all. Feel what that means. That means you're embracing the universe. And we are now ready to seek the presence and partake of the substance of life and spirit. Appropriation. You know, in unity, we don't use outward signs and symbols as we do the spiritual communion service. We go within. In Matthew 26:26-28, it reads, "And they were eating. Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it. And he gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. So to eat, to appropriate, or to eat and to drink, we fill our bodies with the nourishment that our bodies need when we do the physical act of eating and drinking. But when we're appropriating the spiritual ideas, we're incorporating them in thought and in feeling, and they become a part of our mental life and our mental soul. The food we appropriate through eating and drinking, it's incorporated into our consciousness when we do so spiritually. So this leads us into symbolism. In the language of mysticism, bread is used to symbolize substance. Substance that underlines something that's beneath everything that there is. And wine is to symbolize life. Life. And Jesus used bread in this way when he said, I am the bread of life. And Isaiah, in his call to faith, said, everyone that thirsteth, come to the living waters. Buy wine and milk without money, without price. Even today we speak of the wine of life. In taking this in metaphysically, we know that Jesus was not talking about himself physically. He's talking about in consciousness, the essence of all that I am. I want you to appropriate these ideas and build your life on a solid foundation. When Jesus offered the bread and wine to the disciples, he said that the bread was his body and the wine was his blood. He was saying that his body was spiritual substance and his blood spiritual life. When I first came into Unity, I was blown over by the thought of this, because I don't know how my little mind put it all together, but I thought, wow, a physical body being broken unto me. But now that I understand that these are symbols, he was telling us we must appropriate Christ's substance and drink Christ's life. We must make them our very own if we were to follow him in the path of regeneration. Charles Fillmore, co-founder, tells us that regeneration is a change in the abundant spiritual life and the eternal life, and it's incorporated into the body. It's a unification of spirit, soul, and body in oneness. And yes, it can occur here on this earth plane when you come into the consciousness of the Christ presence that is within you. Yeah. So, on your sheet, let's affirm that first affirmation for appropriation as we partake of the substance together. Through faith, I now partake of the spiritual substance of the Christ body. Breathe that in. Think about the words I have just spoken. It's not a physical appropriation, but you're partaking in the spiritual ideas, the ideas Jesus Christ gave us, love one another. And let's affirm that second affirmation. Through faith, I now partake of spiritual life of the Christ body. And remember that these spiritual ideas that we appropriate, they're incorporated in thought and feeling, and they become a part of how we go about this process called human life. The body of Christ. The Christ body is a living spiritual substance which we receive through how? Divine ideas. And when Jesus broke the bread, it symbolized the truth that we cannot accept in its entirety. It must be broken unto us. Think of your own experiences. You can't grasp these ideas all at once. For me, it took an experience that I had that finally brought me to the point where I realized there's more to life than just this physical body. There's that something within me. And as I break off bits and parts of this truth, as it comes into my mind and as I am enlightened and have my aha experiences, as I'm sure some of you have, then I have received. I have become filled with the divine ideas. So the life of Christ, we not only must appropriate the ideas of divine mind, but we must also drink of the cup of spirit. We must be so quick and so filled the life activity of spirit that we are able to break the bread and pour the cup for all people. Only through communion, only through this appropriation, are we able to obey Jesus Christ's exhortation, feed my sheep. We must purify our thoughts, cleanse our minds, appropriate these divine ideas, and then go out and share them. So let us now partake of the substance and the life of spirit by singing page 366.
Thank you.
hold those vibrations for a moment. The life of Christ, not only must we appropriate the ideas of divine mind, but also drink from the cup. And we have done so. And we feel the presence and the power of Spirit moving in and through us. So let's take a moment. Let's take a moment in quiet meditation. I invite you to take a deep breath and hold it and then release it slowly, bringing yourself into this moment right here, right now. Feel the presence of divine love surrounding you, filling every part of your being. The bread and the wine that we have partaken of are symbols of spiritual nourishment. And the truth has awakened within you. Breathing in and breathing out, we feel the circulation of the spiritual nourishment moving in and throughout us, touching what needs to be touched, knowing we are being purified in thought. And in this moment, we are one with the infinite. We are whole. We are renewed. And we are loved. Just rest for a quiet moment, knowing that in the quiet, there is love. There is peace. And it's filling our being right here, right now, as we pause for a moment in this sacred time. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful that you always move in and throughout us, whether we recognize you or not. You are there. And through the appropriation of these spiritual ideals, we feel your activity moving in and throughout us. And with each breath we take, we know that we are filled with divine peace. With each breath we take, we know we are strengthened by divine love. And as we go forth, we do so knowing that we are a vessel of love in the world. We are a vessel of love in the world. Let's each affirm that by saying, I am a vessel of love in the world, together. I am a vessel of love in the world, holding that dear to our hearts, knowing that to be the truth. And once again, we visualize our family and friends standing beside us. And we affirm this for them by saying, you are together. You are a vessel of love in the world. And we think of our universe and we want to reach out and touch. We want to go through and behold the Christ in each and every one. And we know through the Christ, love presides. And so we hold the universe of beings in this thought by saying, we are together. We are vessels of love in the world. And dear God, for this and all things that we have appropriated here today, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In filling our vessels with this truth and filling ourselves with the Christ Spirit and filling the stirrings of the Holy Spirit, we don't hold it to ourselves. We go forth and share it with the universe. Consecration of self to service must follow the appropriation of the substance and the life of spirit. So Scripture tells us that after the disciples felt the power of the Holy Spirit stirring within them, they continued daily with one accord in the temple. They dedicated their lives to the Lord's service, and in prayer and in silence, we have appropriated the substance and the life of spirit. We have felt the inspiration of the indwelling Christ lifting our thoughts and feelings to a higher plane of understanding. And now we are to go forth and dedicate ourselves, our thoughts and our activities to the Christ Spirit. Now you may think, well, what can I do? Well, a kind word, a gentle thought, vibrations of love to maybe someone who's on the corner looking for something to hold on to. Contacting a neighbor, seeing is there anything that you can do to uplift them. There are many ways we can be in service. Usually we think of it just as activities in the church. Yes, that's serving too. But you can go beyond these walls, beyond these doors. Sending thoughts, just sitting, taking time to send thoughts into our universe when you hear stories on television or read things that you want to, instead of sinking down to that level, your service may be lifting that thought up to that high state of consciousness, pivoting it around and finding the good in it. Being the Christ Spirit here on this earth plane. We're God's representatives. We want to be the representative that reaches out and feeds the sheep. So on your sheet you have another affirmation. And I want to read it and I want you to think about this. To this end have I been born, And to this end am I come into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. We're to grow, learn who we truly are, and then go forth representing the Christ that is within us. Let's affirm that together. To this end have I been born. To this end am I come into the world, that I shall bear witness unto the truth. Hold that in. Feel the vibrations. Think of the magnitude of that statement. We're not here to just be a human being doing all the things that the world does. We've come into the world to bear witness to the truth of our being. And then we can affirm, when we take those first steps, we can begin to affirm, I live, yet not I, but the Christ liveth in me. Together, I live, yet not I, but the Christ liveth in me. Feel the vibrations of that. Feel the Spirit moving, touching, reaching throughout your very being. I live, yet not I, but the Christ liveth in me. Remember that the same Christ that was in Christ Jesus dwells in us. The Christ substance, the Christ life, that we have appropriated in thought moves us now to do the will and the work of Spirit. Let's affirm together that last statement together. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. We want to go forth. We want our words to be the words of Spirit. We want our hearts to be full of the love and the peace that Jesus Christ promoted. That's our rock, that's our substance, that's what we're standing on. We'll conclude by singing hymn number 236. Thank you. And as we have appropriated, as we have filled our vessels this morning, as we prepare to go forth and share and to incorporate these thoughts into our daily lives, not just today, but into our daily lives, let us know that there is nowhere that the Spirit of the Lord is not lifting you as you move through these experiences called human life. So I want to give you this blessing. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And remember, we know that Lord is that presence moving within us. It is us. So we breathe in and we release. And we go forth doing the work and the will of Spirit.